Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed, and we continue from where we left off, and we were discussing the Likut HaTzamot. So the Gemara now says, and if you recall, we saw about debate between Rav Acha and Rav Yossi of when it has the din of Likut HaTzamot such that all the din of Avelot apply. Okay, Rav Acha says that if it's in an Aron Shel Shayish, then we say no, it's considered still the way Korbanei explained it, still like part of the karka, still as if it's in the ground. Whereas if it's a wood, it's not. Rabbi Yossi says it makes no difference. It still wouldn't have any bushel of katatzamot. So the Gemara now says as follows: Is Rav Mani hori le Rav la de kafra that he Rav Mani paskin for this individual likrod litabel? He said you take. He was machmir when it came like both shittot when it came to this likutatzamot regard that was came in a coffin of wood. First he says you should be machmir to likrod litabel to kriya and mourn. As in signs of mourning. However, he was machmir like that was like Rav Acha. However, it was machmir the other tzad to loli tamot k'Rav Yossi. As we know, a kohen's not able to become tamei met, but for beryl he can. It sounds like according to this Gemara, for likut tamot he can as well. But what we're trying to say now is that he was machmir to say it doesn't have a din of likut tamot in that respect to be machmir so the kohen will become tamei. So machmir lekan lekan. Let's continue. Tani kutatzamot ein omer aleya kinim v'nehi v'lo birkat avadim v'lo b'tanchumei avalim. So kinim v'nehi seems to be like some sort of like lamentation or of some sort. But and the birkat avalim and v'lo tanchumei avalim. We'll see what these are. So eluhen birkat avalim. Ma shehen omrim. What is this birkat avalim? That's what you would say. The Beit HaKnesset. It's interesting. The Girsa change here, according to the Korban Eder, is actually the Beit Avel in his house. But the Reb Chaim, back when we learned this piece in Masechta, was it Masechta Pesachim, exactly, he kept the Girsa and tried to explain it there, like in terms of to make it fit. But nonetheless, it seems to be by the Surat Havra'ah, when they're after the Levaya, when they give them to eat for the food, they would say this special bracha that ended Baruch Menachem Avelim of some sort. That's a Birkat Avelim. Now, what's a tanchumei avelim? That's my shem orim b'shura. That's what they used to say, assuming hamakom, that type of thing, when they used to say to them when they were going the shura. So those things do not apply for likut hatzamot. Then it adds, tani aval amru alav dvari alehim dvarim. But they would say dvarim. Now what's this dvarim? Ma delu dvarim? Rabbana de kisun amrim kilusim. Now kilusim are words of praise. So there's two ways you can understand what words of praise would be. The Korban Eder says, "Misaprim b'shvachos shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu shemit mechayeh." We're talking about praising Hakadosh Baruch Hu, whereas maybe the more simple way is "V'yesh mefarshim misaprim mishabchim b'shivchos shel Hamet lefi mashu." So some sort of praiseworthy type of hesped they would do in the moment where they're doing the kutatzamot. Okay, let's continue. This is now halachiyot. We're back to the individual who was given the capital punishment of skila. And it said that he, if you remember, he wasn't buried in the normal burial area. He was placed by the special area, or all the people that were given their capital punishment, according to the grouped by Niskan and Misrafim together, and now the Neharagim and Nechnachim were together as well. So two separate areas. So Gemara now says, once the body has decomposed, then Hayu Malak, then they do the Likut HaTzamot, but Kovrin Otam B'Makom, according to the Korban Eder, that's when, if you like, the kapara is achieved such that now he can be buried amongst with the bones, that is, Likut HaTzamot, by the Kivrei Avot. Now it says, of our Krovim and the relatives, Ubaim V'Sholim, they would come, and now Shalim et Shlomam, they'd come to greet the Edim and the Dayanim et Shlomah Dayanim, Klomar, to show the She'ein B'Libeinu Alechem Shedin Emet Dantem, to show that there's no animosity towards into the family, towards the Edim and the Dayanim, because they were just following, the proper due process, and they did a din emet. Okay, let's continue. They wouldn't take, despite the fact we talk about Likut HaTzamot, there was signs of avelut they would have to do when it came to someone who was given a capital punishment. They wouldn't do mitablim, which is outward signs of mourning. However, ela onanim, because einonu ela balev. Now, why wouldn't they do outward signs of mourning? Because that's also to be Kadeshu Bizyonam Kapara Alehem, the Korban Eder says. So that would also be a Kapara for them that weren't given the proper, if you like, outward show of mourning. Okay? They're fair. But there's nothing stopping them from feeling that pain inside their hearts. Okay? Let's continue. This is now the Gemara. Nitakel Habasar. Now, Tani Bereshona, let's get the next three words. Korin or Tambem Mahamorot. Now, what's this mahamorot? These, according to the Pnei Moshe, these are some sort of like deep pits of some sort in order that the flesh would decompose. And however, nitakel basar, then malakino tam v'korvin ba'arazim. Then they would take him and bury them in some sort of aron shel arazim. That's what it seems to be they used to do. Okay, the Gemara says, fine. Toyom shimita, sorry. Or toyo mitabel, or the machar ayasameach lomar shinonochu avotav minadin. So again, this is things that we're talking, referring to this likuta tzamot, that day would be a day of mourning, like we said, but after that, they would be sameach, meaning there's no avelot anymore, shinochu avotav minadin. That seems to be that the din in Shemayim for this individual ended after the basar had decomposed, so that was a point of simcha that the din has ended. Okay, yafeh. Now it continues. Yeah, v'lo od elayu korin oto bifnei atzmam imaskalim b'nisrafim v'neragem b'nechnakim. So again, we're talking about the people that were executed by capital punishment. They're initially buried separately, those that had skill of srefa together, and those for herig and chenek together. Hu shadavid amar, and this is hinted to, because it says, al te'asof im chatim nafshi, I don't want to be gathered together with the sinners. What sinners is this talking about? The niskalim b'nisrafim. And also, he refers to another group also that would be collected together with. These are people of bloodshed. And what's the punishment of someone who commits murder? That's Herig. So that's Herig and Nechnachim. So there's an allusion here that Gemara points out to groups of people that are buried in a certain location, two groups. So that's what we understand. Okay, it must be Skila Srefa and Herig Chenek, that David HaMelech was saying that I don't want to be buried amongst them, be amongst them. Let's continue. Rabbi Alval says, "Matate ones." Some sort of ones occurred to him. What was it ones? That Azalei Chad Menok, one of his children, passed away. Alam Rav Yona and Rav Yossi, they came to Menachemim, Michami Le'apin, to comfort him. Ma'ei Matay Alei Lo Amru La Mila De Oraya. Once they saw him, they were overwhelmed. So they couldn't actually give him Divrei Torah. So Amarlon, he said to them, Mashkichin Rabbanan Meimar Mila De Oraya. Tell me words of Torah. Now this interesting thing, I didn't see the Mefarshim here talk about it. I saw in the art scroll pointed out that yes, normally Avelim aren't allowed to learn Torah. So what's he asking? What's this whole discussion about learning Torah at all? And it seems to be that words of Torah that inspire tshuva and things like that. That was allowed. So he was inviting that. So Menachem asked the question, do they have a scale for the decomposition in terms of how decomposed it has to be? It says until it reaches atzamot, it sounds like. Nitakel basar. Well, exactly what is that? I don't know. I don't know. Okay, back to this. So Amr lo, Eshkach Maran. So they said to him, you say words of Torah. So Amr lo, he said to him, Ma im reshut shilamata, meaning beitil shilamata, meaning in this world, shesh ba, Kazav, sheker, there's falsehoods, trickery, if you like, gneva da, people misleading, masopanim, there's favoritism, mekach shokad, there's also bribes, vayom odeno macharenenu. In other words, in this world, there's a possibility of corruption. Nonetheless, ne'mar ba'akrovim, after the relatives, it says in the Mishnah, they come to the Beit in the Edom and say, ba'inu shum shlomam, and at the end of the day, after the person who's been given the capital punishment has been finally buried, meaning decomposed and properly buried, they will come and greet them, Adainim Ba'edim, to be the Dain Ba'edim Lomar She'im B'Leban Alechem Klum. We have nothing against you, Shedina Met Dantam, that you did the right judgment. Okay, so he's bringing a Kal V'Chomer. He says, now, therefore, in my case, Rashur Shel Malo, when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where he decided to take my son, he says, She'im Ba'aloch, there's no falsehood and trickery and things like that. Kazav, Lo Sheker, V'lo Kenev Atav, there's no misim, no psalm, there's no favoritism, V'lo Mekach Shoka, there's no bribery, V'lo Chavikav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu lives forever, Lo Elamim. Alachar Kav, V'lacham, how much more so, She'chaybim Anu Lekabel Aleinu Midat Adin. We've got to accept his judgment. That's how he took the Kav V'chomer. Okay, then it says, V'omer V'natan Lecha Rachamim V'rechem Chavribecha Asher Kesher Nishpal Avotecha. Now this is interesting. What's this doing here? This extra quote of a pasuk. Pnei Moshe says, "V'omer lachash dan bedin ir nidachat." There, the pasuk is referring to after din nidachat. It says, "K'tiv l'man yashuv Hashem mecharon apo v'natan acharachamim rechemcha." There, it's referring to that after it says that HaKadosh will give you favor after talking about the fact you judged the ir nidachat. Lomar shebeschut shetidonu din emet, because you did din emet, tisku l'midat rachamim rechemcha, that you will merit for rachamim from Shemayim. In other words, the Torah is almost comforting us. Yes, you have to destroy all city. You need dachad. Why do worship? HaKadosh Baruch Hu will then give you rachamim. Why? What's this even doing here? Because very simply, the Korban Eder says, we didn't want to end off with the sad story of the loss of the son. So the Torah, the Gemara always likes ending on a positive note, and that brought this drush from the Psukim that still relates somewhat to the sugis we've been learning, that it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu will give rachamim for someone who's done in it. Okay. But we say Hadranach Perek Nigmar Hadin, Hadranach Perek Nigmar Hadin, Hadranach Perek Nigmar Hadin. Let's now continue with Perek Shvi'i. This is Arba Midot Nisro Beitim. There are four types of capital punishment given out to Beitim. That's Skila, Sreifa, Herek, Vechenek. Rabbi Shimon says, it says Sreifa, Skila, Chenek, Beherek. So what's the debate? The debate is regarding severity. Skila, Sreifa, Chachamim hold that's the order, the most extreme to the next. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, it's actually Sreifa, Skila. Now, the important thing is that someone's Chayv two Mitot Beitim, you get the harsher one. So what is the harsher one? And that's going to have implications you'll see going on for another debate we'll get to in the Gemara. And same thing with Herig and Chenek, whereas actually Rabbi Shimon says it's Chenek beHerig. And what we've learned so far was Zo Mita Niskalim by Skila, what we've just learned. We haven't learned about the other forms of Mita Beitin, of which we will learn Mitzvah Shem. So let's continue now with the Gemara. Am Mita Minister of Beitin. It says, Ulu Rashut for a king, however, La Malchut. Lo Nitan Ela Din Herig Bilvad. The only thing that a king can administer as a punishment is Herig. Okay. Hereg, simply put, is decapitation, but we'll discuss exactly what that is as well. Okay, chenek is strangulation, but we'll discuss what that is. Now, the Gemara says, skill, when you know skill in the Torah, it was skalt in Bavani. It says quite clearly in the Torah. Sreifa says, Be'eshi srofu, Otov. Okay, that's another pasuk that's referring to one of the feudal relationships where their emitter is Sreifa, so you see Sreifa is mentioned there. Next is, what about Hereg? Shne'emar nikima, v'ne'emar lahalan. So the kima that pasuk b'chiyake ish et avdo o et amato b'shevet v'met tachilo nakom yenakem. So you've got nekama there, referring to some capital punishment. It doesn't say what that nekama is, but then it says the ne'ema lahana v'aveiti alechem cherev. This is in the tochacha cherev nokemet nekam brit. So ma nekima, just as there the pasuk refers to a cherev, a sword. So too that nekima amur, this capital punishment referring to cherev. What about Chenek? Where do you see a reference to Chenek in the Torah? Well, actually, late Mishkach, you don't actually find it explicitly in the Torah. Okay, exactly that form. Nonetheless, they had a Mesorah that there were four Mitat Beitin, and this is one of them. Okay, now the Gemara says, Amra kol mitah mor b'Torah, anytime it says there's a someone has to be killed, but it says stam, it doesn't say what punishment. Ein atah rashay lachmir, you can't use the most extreme form. Ela, you would use the most kal form. Ela lakelav. But Talotot, according to Chachamim, that's clearly Chenek. Okay, so that would be the sort of default Mita Beitin. Fine, now the Gemara says, now let's have a look at this debate between Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon said, Sreifa Chamora Skila, and Rabbanan says, Skila is Chamora Misreifa. So, and Rabbi Shimon also says, Chenek is Chamora Mihereg, and Rabbanan Hereg is more Chamora Mihenek. Fine, that's the, I've sort of stressed those two debates between Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. Then it says, Rabbi Shimon Drash, Kol Shem Bat Kohen Besreifa, Rabbanan Marim, Kol Shem Arusa Beskila. So to explain, I will start sharing this sheet, this chart. Let's have a look here. We know there are two types of punishment that come to a woman who has an affair. It makes a difference whether she's an Arusa or whether she is a Nesua, when she's married or not. So Arusa is when she's betrothed and effectively halachically to the extent of married, but it's not really, hasn't completed. So there's Kiddushin and then Nisuin. So when it comes to Nusua on the far left part of the chart, for a Bat Yisrael, that's Chenek. That's fine. When it's an Arusa, it's more extreme, and everyone, both Rabbi Shimon and Chachamim, both agree that Skila is more Chamor than Chenek, but according to both their charts. Fine. Now, when it comes to a Bat Kohen that is married, the Torah says an exceptional there, because at Aviyah Michalelet, that it's a mitzvah of Sreifa. The question is, what is a din by a Bat Kohen who had an affair when she was an Arusa? So, according to the Rebbe Shimon, Darash, he says, Shem Bat, the whole Shem Bati Kohen is the Sreifa. Bat Kohen always gets Sreifa. When it comes to the Chachamim, it says, no, call Arusa Beskila. So, again, Bat Kohen, he goes, Rebbe Shimon says, we should go this way. So, Sreifa there, Sreifa here. And according to Chachamim, go vertically. It should go, if it's Skila there, it should go Skila there. Now, what's behind the debate? So if you have a look here, what's behind the debate is what we saw in our Mishnah, which is Mochamur. Is it Sreifa or is it Skila? So what I want to show you now is pretty much here to the end of the daf is, well, pretty much this whole Amud, there's a lot of views to changes that go along. It'll be simpler for us if you just read straight in the Debora Matkils of the Korban Aida. So he reads it as follows. Rabbi Shimon is Darash. He says, Ma Yisrael shekila Torah benusua, shehiga baharigah chamura ba'arusa. Just as with Bat Yisrael, that it's more meikum when it comes to Nusua than Arusa, so we go upwards, if you like, in severity, if she was an Arusa. Shtiyeh b'skila, shtiyeh b'skila, fine. Bat Kohen shechmirah Torah b'Nusua, over here on this second column, a Bat Kohen, which is b'sreifa, Ein Odin should be machmir b'Arusa. But you can't, according to Rabbi Shimon, you can't get any more machmir than sreifa. The most machmir you can get is sreifa, so therefore you should also continue to be machmir. And continue, therefore, it should be b'sreifa. Okay? Shtiyeh b'sreifa. V'rabbanan, what do the Rabbanan do? Darshinan ma im bat Yisrael shekila Torah b'nusua. Just as a bat Yisrael by nusua is more meikil than arusa, same type of thing. Shtiyeh b'chenek, that's chenek. Hechmira ba'arusa should be more machmir. Shtiyeh b'skila. Bat kohen is already machmir b'sreifa. Shechmira b'torah b'nusua, shtiyeh b'sreifa. Ein udin, how much more so there should be machmir? By you should be more machmir going to a bat kohen, the arusa, and what's a kohen chachamim more machmir by a bat kohen and sreifa? It's skila. So that's effectively what we see. What's underpinning this debate is really what is more machmir sreifa or skila kohen chachamim Rebbe Shimon. Yafeh. Then the Gemara says, so that takes us down to effectively we've changed a few words here and there, and takes us to where it says Rabbi Avahu. However, at this point, the Korban Eda rearranges the sugya. Okay, and he takes the pasuk after Rabbi Abahu that says Etavia Michalelet and brings it up a bit. But again, it's much simpler if we just read through the Korban Eda straight through the Dura Matkils. He says Etavia Michalelet beEshtisaref. Now, what's this talking about? Et, because she is Michalel Etavia beEshtisaref. So Rabbi Lazar Omer Im Avia beSreifa Af Chameha beSreifa. So as you can see, beSkila, sorry. So, so yeah, ima via besreifa im chamea beskila. Sorry, I had to get read the right. And you can see that's affected those few lines further down the Gemara that he's brought up to here. So to explain this, before we continue reading the Korban Eda Dimur on see how Rav Avahu explains it, I want to read inside the Korban Eda. He says as follows: Vachi Purusha Kashali, Maika Ama. What's Rav Eliezer saying here? When, again, Rav Eliezer says with her father it's sreifa, with her chamea father-in-law. It is in skila. What does that even mean? So it says, you can see that that's where I brought the second chart. Avia is sreifa, chamia skila. So if you want to say that she had a relationship with her father and a relationship with her father-in-law, my area, what are you talking about? About Kohen? Even about Yisrael, those are the dinim. Bat Yisrael nami im avia b'sreifa v'ima chamia it's a skila. That's exactly, there's no difference about Yisrael and anybody else. So therefore, what is he possibly saying? Ella zinta birushut. If you want to say she was zinta, she had an affair while she was reshut aviha. Reshut aviha means while she's what? Pnuya or while she's still arusa, then it's besreifa. Reshut chamia, which is in a father, which is the father-in-law's reshut, meaning she's already, if you like, married. Hainu nesu'a, that's beskila. Kasha, that doesn't make any sense. Because everyone holds a bat kohen and nesu'a is besreifa, it's other around. Kasha, the rebel has the look, come on, it's like no one. Nisuak bat kohen beskila. No one says a nisuak bat kohen beskila. It's mafresh in the Torah that she's a sreifa. Mafresh, therefore, Rabbi Abahu. So keep your finger there in the comment and go back to the top. And the Abahu says as follows: Amar Rabbi Abahu b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina kol mita shi lamata memita tavia hacha beSreifa kemita tavia shi beSreifa kol shi lamala memita tavia umaynu arusa. Now, what's this mean? I'll just show you we'll continue reading the Korban Eda, makes it much simpler. He says, "Kasher." So, therefore, mitat aviyah. Anytime the punishment is below mitat aviyah, meaning to hainu, she's a nusua, bat Israel. Because the punishment she gets the relationship with her father is sreifa. A punishment that's below that would be, well, chenek. And when did she get a punishment of chenek? She is a nusua, which is still married, like see on the chart over here. In other words, Dainu Nesu'ah Bat Yisrael Shezinta, Mechashi B'chenek, Hach, when it comes to Bat Kohen, Ki'ilu Zinta, it's, we treat it as if she had a relationship with her father, and what is that? That she gets Mitat Sreifa, which is over here, that's Sreifa. That fits in nice with the chart. But Koshi Lamala Mimita, any time that the punishment would be higher than her father, Mochamur, for example, that would be an arusa. Relationship with father is sreifa. A relationship when she's an arusa, the mitzvah skila, therefore, which is higher than fitzim with chachamim, could go on arusa bat Israel shezinta. Okay, shei beskila. Then a chamur, which is chamurami mitzvah, which is more extreme. Vade emikilim. We're not going to make a baba kohen ela shavkina la beskila. Then we give her skila, which is like a din zinta im chameya, which is that is the like which is equivalent to the punishment she had with her chameya, with her father-in-law, which is skila, which is effectively getting us to the pshit of chachamim in a very different way in terms of the way we like we mefarish the words of Rebbe Lezer to basically him come out exactly like the chachamim. When it's lamata me'aviyah, meaning lamata from the punishment aviyah, then she gets sreifa. When it's lamala me'aviyah, meaning it's skila, then she would continue to get skila to the same punishment which you get with her chamiyah. Okay, yeah, let's continue. Then it says, the fact it says, aviyah, he mechalele, so what's the he? He besreifa, she gets sreifa, in bo'ala besreifa. The person you have an affair with doesn't get sreifa. That's a special meaning in the Torah now. You're probably familiar with when it comes to Mako. It says, he besreifa, ve'in zoma me'a besreifa. She would get sreifa, but the Zoma wouldn't get, meaning that if the witnesses that testified that she had an affair and were found to be false, they wouldn't get her punishment for sreifa. They would get chenek, the punishment that was meant to go to Bo'ala, the person that effectively that she they accused her of having an affair with, and had it been true, there he would have gone. Kotzer b'hem b'sreifa, meaning if the person that she had a relationship is b'sreifa, then he b'hem b'sreifa, the him and the Zoma get sreifa. If she would get skila, and so to the person I had a relationship with, for example, she had a relationship with her father, then he behen beskila. Then not only she would get skila, but if there was eidim zom, they'd get skila. Kiotzeh. However, if the bo'ala would get chenek, like the case here of the bat kohen, she's in ta, then she would get sreifa. So he had changed, gives a change. Vehen min eidim zomimim would get chenek. Okay, that's again, we've sort of fleshed it out to that to show that it's the interesting situation about Cohen where the Zolmim don't get her mitah, they get the Bo'alaz mitah. So that is the daf.